by our next guest of the morning here on The Morning Mix. Joining us on the phone today is Juliet Galatley. Hi, Juliet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to speak with you today. We're talking about veganism and World Vegan Day and perhaps why people are vegan. I suppose the first question I should ask you really is, when is World Vegan Day?
The question is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
November the 1st. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so tell us, first of all, about why people are vegans and the impact of animal farming on the environment.
In Britain, most people are vegan first and foremost for the animals. So they are concerned about the way the animals are kept and just don't want to kill them at all. So that's still the main driver. Secondly is, it used to always be health, actually, but veering for second place is now the environmental issues. So it's environmental issues and health issues. So those are the main three reasons why people go vegan.
Yeah, okay, and that's understandable. People are, of course, absolutely entitled to have their own views on this. But there's some quite strong evidence, isn't there, about the impact of animal farming.
Yes, there is, and it's getting stronger almost by the day. There are bodies worldwide, very august bodies, who are now extremely concerned and urging us all globally, actually, to, if not go vegan, to go seriously towards a vegan diet. So what they're saying is that meat, fish and dairy are driving the death of so many wildlife species worldwide. I mean, we've seen a really stark example of that, of course, this year with the Amazon forest, with 70,000 fires being encouraged by the Brazilian government. But unfortunately, the UK government's played its part because they've actually given free trade deals to the Brazilians to do that. So they're actually burning the forest to make way for cattle farming and for growing fodder, which is then exported worldwide to feed to farmed animals, which is extremely concerning. But the same thing is happening all over the world in some form. And so what the United Nations are saying is that 1 million species are at risk of extinction, many of those within the next few decades, and that we're now in the sixth mass extinction, which is extremely worrying, you know, when you've got scientists like that from all over the world saying, actually, we really need to do something about this. And people, you know, they often say to me, why does it matter? Why, literally, why does wildlife matter? And I presume they mean, why does it matter to them? Because it's pretty clear why it matters to the elephants and the chimps who've seen their homes destroyed.
Yeah.
But in terms of us, the human race, it really does matter because wildlife is essential. So wild plants, wild animals are essential to all life on this planet, including our species, because we need trees for oxygen, we need pollination of food crops, we need seed dispersal, we need water filtration, nutrient recycling. We need the actual creation of the soil itself. It all takes a healthy biodiversity. And we're actually stripping the planet bare of all this. And wilderness is literally shrinking as animal agriculture especially is expanding. So they're telling us to take it very seriously indeed. And one of the reasons a vegan diet, by the way, is so much more sustainable is because especially with things like beef farming, the impact of beef per calorie is extreme because it requires so much more land than growing food for a vegan. It's about up to 160 times more land and much more fresh water. And the scientists of the world are very aware that fresh water is going to become a major issue globally, but also the actual land issue, for the reasons I've just said, is extremely important now.
Okay. In fact, it's interesting because I was in Illinois last week in the USA, and I was in a rural area, and all of the crop production in that particular area for miles and miles was to send to the China for the rearing of animals, because as the country became more and more affluent, so more and more meat products were eaten. The question I wanted to ask you is, why should people have a vegan diet when many can have a vegetarian diet, and some people, a lot of people in fact, have a sort of mainly vegetarian diet with an occasional meat?
So it's about doing what's best for the planet, is what we're talking about. So obviously being vegan is the most sustainable. So dairy production is very harmful to the environment. It's obviously from cows the vast majority of the time. And dairy farming is just so damaging to the environment in terms of creation of global warming gases, in terms of land use, in terms of pollution. Because you have to remember, it's not just you consuming the dairy. you know, when you look at the amount of farmed animals on the planet globally, the figures are just staggering. And so you can see why it's doing so much damage. So beef and dairy are both very damaging to our planet, you know, followed by pig production, followed by chicken production. And vegans become out as the least harmful in terms of their carbon footprint. But obviously, going, you know, being vegetarian is much better than being an all-out meat, fish and everything eater. So any steps that you can take in the right direction are ones worth taking.
Yeah, obviously. Can you explain then this Go Vegan 24 campaign that you've launched, and what's it about?
So we were working with different celebrities. So Fern Cotton was encouraging people to go vegan just for the day, for World Vegan Day tomorrow. And the whole campaign is really saying, look, it's so simple to try vegan. And people have got barriers for whatever reasons, or they're meant to try it and just not got round to it. We all get stuck in our ruts with what we cook. And it was sort of saying, just give it a go on World Vegan Day tomorrow. Enjoy it. Well, if you go out to eat on a Friday evening, then have a look at the vegan choices, because most chains now have vegan menus, not the token option anymore. And supermarkets are falling over themselves to compete for the vegan market and the meat reducers buying vegan foods. So enjoy it. Be a bit creative, perhaps. Or if you're into the ready-made and you like burgers and sausages and all that lot, then try. This is your chance. Try the vegan versions, because there are so many vegan versions of all that now. James May, actually, who's on Top Gear, who is a meat eater, is going vegan tomorrow for the day, and he's done a very sort of amusing video, actually, where he's cooking sausages and pretending to his electricians are doing some work that they are meat, and then gives them, and they go, oh yeah, really tasty, really tasty, and then at the end he goes, did you know they're vegan? And they're like, really?
He's
been encouraged by his family to try veganism, which is interesting.
Okay.
So lots of meat eaters getting involved, obviously, and lots of vegan celebrities are encouraging it as well. A lot of sports stars, I've noticed, are trialing going vegan, and there were lots of, you know, very good people like Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver, who's been vegan for a few years now, who are really pushing it. So it's just a way of people dipping their toe in the water and
The
barriers coming down, really.
Where can we go for more information on the campaign then?
So the simplest website with just what we're talking about is vegannow.uk. Very easy. But if you're into all the recipes, and I suspect a lot of people, that's what they're worried about, there's hundreds and hundreds of them on veganrecipeclub.org.uk, and that's Viva's main recipe site. But if you just Google vegan or Viva World Vegan Day, you'll get to it all.
Brilliant. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, Juliet. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you well with the day tomorrow.
Thanks very much indeed.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.